Sam Weatherly has just sat down here in the OB van. Good on you, Sam. We'll put the headset on you, mate. And Brett Devine still here from the Australian Turf Club as well. Thanks for dropping in, Sam. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful day and it's good to be here.
What a cracker. 31 degrees. You don't get these back in New Zealand, do you?
Oh, very rarely. It's very hot summer's day back home, so it'll definitely test us when we're out there riding, but I'm thoroughly looking forward to it.
And the other interesting thing today is the wind. It's meant to get up a little bit through the day, so it'll be interesting to see whether there is a pattern, whether you need that little bit of cover into the home straight.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure we'll find out early on after the first couple of races as they get towards the big races later on in the day, but look, it's a cracking day and I just can't wait to get into it.
And the experience, Sam, and I should mention the members' gates have just opened and there's not the hardest of flurries, but I reckon there's just a few starting to think, hang on, I'll do the run here and try and get a seat. You do see it in New Zealand. I've been there when there's the members' gates open and there's a rush, Sam, to get to your seat.
Yeah, a few of those country meetings are pretty big back home, and couple of the days like Boxing Day and New Year's Day, but I'm sure the crowd here will pack in as we get towards the big race of the day to see the wonderful mare going round.
Now, question without notice, because you've only been here a little while, but have you been to a meeting where Winx has run?
Yeah, I was here when she won first up.
First up a couple of weeks ago.
It was pretty big.
It is.
Especially being a part of the stable too, you appreciate it a lot more.
Well, I think the first time I interviewed you when you started here was you were either feeding Winx in the afternoon or mucking out a box or doing something with the mare.
Yeah, I think I might have filled her water bucket up once and got to muck out her box once, so I can mark that down, but that's about the closest I'll get to her, I'd say.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Anything to do with her, mate, you're going to relate that story. That'll become a big story, Brett Devine, won't it, by the end of his riding career? I looked after Winx.
Yeah, absolutely. And isn't it great to see a fine young man like Sam here competing with some of the world's best jockeys? Yeah. I mean, it's no mean feat to come here to Sydney and be up against the likes of Huey Bowman, Kieran McAvoy. We could rattle off plenty of names. So what a great job he's been doing.
It is. And you told us on Wednesday you're very much committed now. You've gone indentured full and well and truly with Chris Waller now.
Yeah, for sure. I made the call and made the transition over here. I think it's the best thing for my career at this stage to sort of have a bit of a crack and you never know how long your career's going to last. Yeah. So if I can put my foot forward for a year or two and make a good living for myself, I'll be more than happy.
Well, let's talk about a few of your rides here. And Paul Joyce, who we've just had on in our program from 10 o'clock, is tipping Equal Balance. He just thinks your claim is another big player today in the first race.
Yeah, for sure. Look, obviously he's got 62 and then my two off will get him to 60. So he's still got a big weight, but he's still going to be competitive because he looks to be the best horse in the race. And obviously he's come back very well because his trial was enormous and his first up run was super. You know, he's probably very unlucky not to win. We just got caught back and he pulled a little bit fresh up. And when he got clear air, he's really rattled home and sort of his last 100 was really good. So he's dropping back to 1,000 today, but I don't see there being any issues. There's a lot of speed in the race, and I think we'll get back and hopefully we can get over the top of them late.
Yeah, this track, the rail goes back into the true for the first time in a month. So again, another thing that we'll learn about early, but he's just got a powerful little sprint to him.
He does. He's an awkward horse to ride because he gets his head right down on the ground and really wants to tug along. And he's a real racehorse. He wants to be a part of the game. But when you let him go, he takes a couple of strides to get going, but gee, he can rally off a quick 200.
Yeah, understand. All right, so that's Equal Balance. Stephen Marsh came across earlier in the week with Santa Catarina, and then he got here and then he suddenly thought, hang on a sec, I haven't got a jockey. So he was texting me saying, who can we get? And this was acceptance morning, and I said, well, Sam Weatherly's there. Why don't you link it up with a Kiwi? So here you are on Stephen's horse or Stephen's filly in the T-Rose.
Yeah, for sure. I've actually got to thank my manager, Drew Smith, for that. He sort of put in a bit of groundwork and got the job done. So it'll be good to link up with this Kiwi filly. She's shown a lot of promise back home, and I've written a little bit for Stephen back home as well, so, and he's a champion bloke, but it'll be good to have a go around on her in a group two, and we've got a nice draw, and it's a strong field, but you never really know what she's up to, because in New Zealand she's sort of almost been waiting for them a bit, and she's almost probably been the best filly going round in her races, and then sort of just been waiting for her competition. But today she's in a stronger field and a little bit more speed. Last time she pulled a little bit, so a bit of speed today, and yeah, more competitive field. Hopefully it brings out the best of her.
And I've got to ask you about the one in the last single bullet. I think, was it scratched during the week or was it down to trial yesterday? I can't quite remember now, but it's here and coming off a pretty good run behind Zanzibar.
Yeah, for sure. I was meant to ride him last Saturday, and then he trialled, I think it might have been last Friday, and he trialled
That's
very,
right.
Very, very
it was
well.
Trialled on 8 days ago,
yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
and he trialled super. So he gets onto a good track, and I don't think he'll know himself. He's got 53.5 on his back, so I'm doing that. I'm getting down to 53.5 to ride him, and hopefully we've got a nice draw, so we can just bounce him behind, and hopefully he's back to his best.
And how's, I mean, your weight, you say 53.5, what can you get to comfortably?
That's a nice push, 53.5 at this stage, especially through winter, weight sort of holds on to everything a little bit, but yeah. Hopefully over summer I can get down and be riding 53 comfortably, and if not, lighter when we need to, with these weights being dropped to 52. So, yeah, 53.5 is a bit of a push, but it's getting warmer, and it's hopefully we can get down in the summer.
Well, you're looking at Brett and I, you can see that we're very muscled up and toned up, mate. We got no effort of getting 53.5, mate. Great for you to come in and have a chat and meet you. We've spoken on the phone, but meet you. But we wish you the best today. It is a special day when you take part in these days, and it is a step from New Zealand to here. But now you're in a jockey's room, second day of the Everest Carnival, and you've got a couple of decent chances.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just really looking forward to getting out there, and hopefully we can strike early and get my name on the board, and yeah, that'll be the best thing.